Glorious and effortless singing there by Puerto Rican soprano Ana Maria Martinez. What was the piece? It was called Danza Martelo, and it's from Heitor Villa-Lobos's Baquianas Brasileiras, and it's number 5. And what those songs are is that they're Bach-inspired Brazilian songs. Stephen Mercurio conducted the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. The Toronto Summer Music Festival is happening from July 6th to 29th and takes place in several wonderful venues in our city. It features many world-renowned artists, and joining us this morning is Grammy Award-winning soprano, who you just heard, Ana Maria Martinez. Good morning.
Good morning, Abby. How are you?
I'm fine. I know it's probably early morning for you, but we're thrilled to be speaking with you. We're going to talk about two exciting events that you have coming up, one of them today. So please tell us all about those events.
So we have the recital that is taking place this coming Monday, as part of the Toronto Summer Music Festival. And I will be making music with my dear friend and collaborator, pianist Craig Terry.
Fantastic.
So we're very, very excited about that.
I'm looking at your program here, and it's all my favorite tunes. Can you just name a few? I see that there's Rodrigo Cuatro Madrigales Amatorios. What else is on the program?
That one might be a little bit of a surprise, right? That might be a surprise for the audience, but the ones that we're emphasizing are the Manuel de Falla, 7 popular Spanish songs, and the Joaquín Turina Poema en Forma de Canciones. And then, so the first half is more of the formal type of recital repertoire, song repertoire, classic song repertoire. And then in the second part, it's a bit lighter. So some of the songs in the second half were written in the 1930s and later. And they're more intimate and were conceived in the popular style, however, with classical vocal emission, gives it a different flavor. So we really hope that the audience will enjoy that.
Yes, so things like Manuel Ponce's Estrellita and also something by Carlos Gardel, I see that listed here as well.
That's right. So it's Latin America. So the first part is Spain, and then the other part emphasizes different regions of Latin America.
And that's at Walter Hall, correct?
Correct.
Right. And so what you're also doing, if I'm not mistaken, is you're actually giving a master class today in Walter Hall?
Today. That's right. That's happening today, later on, with some of the fellows that I have been coaching this week. So I've been giving a series of master classes that have not been open to the public. Today is. And these others, we've been working on vocal technique and some interpretive ideas and suggestions, but it's basically technique. And it's wonderful. I think the most gratifying moment is when you can see that the student is understanding what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And by sharing tools with them, it helps them to make the kind of sound that they want to make.
Yeah.
The whole thing about technique is to have the tools so that your body can support what your voice wants to do.
Right. And what's in your imagination as well, because without technique, you can't make it come to life, right?
Exactly. That's
Tell us, do you give master classes around the world?
I have given master classes mainly in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and also in Puerto Rico. And I'm also faculty at Rice University in Houston, Texas. And I'm also artistic advisor at Houston Grand Opera, and that's where I got my start. I was a young artist in Houston in the 94-95 season. Mm-hmm. And in 18, I was named artistic advisor.
Great. I think this tradition of master classes is so important, especially when you have a living, brilliant artist such as yourself, who can then sort of, as you're still doing it, talk to people about their fears or trepidations or whatever roadblocks might come up. Is that something that you advocate strongly for?
Absolutely. I talk greatly about that. I say, hey, let's talk about what nobody really wants to talk about, the anxiety that we feel when we go up there. So we have to have that mental game plan. And the comparison I give is in sports, in professional sports, they will have coaches that help them mentally prepare. It's not just so much about the technical strategy on the field,
right,
but it's about how to mentally psych yourself up and go out there and be in that zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a great part of it. And again, the tools, once you know what you're doing and what your body wants to do in order for you to be free to express and sing it the way you want to sing it and not be distracted by, I didn't like how the sound came out or can I get through that phrase?
Mm-hmm.
There's no time for that out there. And the main reason for that is because we are communicators, connectors, we're ambassadors for peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're storytellers.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, where else are you going to be telling your stories? You're going to tell a wonderful Spanish and Latin-infused story on Monday, but what's coming up for you over the summer and into the fall?
Well, I just came back. I want to rewind the tape a little bit. So I've been doing this mentoring, curating, and performing in other places this summer leading up to Toronto.
Right.
The first one was Santa Barbara Music Academy of the West. Then I did the same in Aspen, Colorado for their music festival.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here. And I will be giving a recital also with Craig Terry in Santa Fe, Chamber Festival.
Brilliant.
Chamber Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Grand Teton, Wyoming, with Donald Runicles conducting, we will be doing a semi-staged version of Madame Butterfly in late August.
I think what's so great to do these combined masterclass and concerts is that you can work with the students, talk about all the fears, and then they can see you in action the next day, right? So
that's,
it's like a...
That's the best thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. That's the most exciting thing about it, is that you are mentoring them and you're teaching them, but then you also get to participate with them. So when they're on stage with you... Let's say when I did this in Aspen in particular, that was the first half was me, and then the second half was Zarzuela repertoire, which is the Spanish operetta repertoire that I had curated
right. For
four of the singers of that program to highlight them, and I chose things that specifically would help to showcase them and their abilities, and then we were also performing together. It was very, very dear because they get to work with someone they've been admiring for a long time, simply because I've been here for a long time, you know.
Right. And trust is so important there too, right?
I'm sorry, tell me?
Oh, I said trust is a very foundational thing there as well, not only trusting themselves, but trusting you guiding them.
Absolutely. And then when you're on stage with them, to make sure that you really give them your focus in that moment of performance and that they feel that. They can really feel nurtured by that. I think that that's so important. And the hope is that from there, they've learned even more about themselves, perhaps things they didn't know about their own artistry.
Right.
That then they can take forward.
Well, all round, these are two splendid events that are taking place. I'm just going to tell you, I'm coming Monday evening, so I'm looking forward to your concert. We have been speaking with soprano Ana Maria Martinez this morning about her upcoming concert and masterclass at the Toronto Summer Music Festival. Thank you so much for your time, Ana Maria, and we wish you the best for this afternoon, and then take a rest and dazzle us with Craig Terry on Monday.
Thank you so much. Lovely talking with you.
And likewise. For a listing of all these events for Toronto Summer Music, you can go to their website, which is torontosummermusic.com. But for tickets, please go to rcmusic.com or call 416-408-0208.